Guys, just have a seat.
They're not even the kids. You're telling people to sit.
Students are referred to the city's Academy School 131 because they've been incarcerated or involved in some type of crime or created trouble. About 180 students come into this alternative school each year to be rehabilitated and return to their former school or graduate.
I've had students that have been shot and killed. I have students that have been the shooter of somebody who's been killed. I have students that are doing armed robbery. I have car theft. I have, there's a lot of little petty larceny, things like that.
Michael McGavro is serving as an instructional coach. He says the school has only about a 12% graduation rate.
We have a transiency rate that is huge. We have about 180 students that come here a year, and we probably have almost the same amount, that not quite that many that drop. So we have this new student coming in, old student going out. So we have a changing population all the time. So it's almost impossible to sustain a graduation rate of 50, 60, 70%.
Last July, the Erie County District Attorney's Office adopted this school.
It was a bit rocky at first. And, you know, I think it's what we expected it to be.
Ashley Lowry is an assistant district attorney. Once a month, the assistant DAs and criminal investigators visit the school, working to break down barriers between students and law enforcement.
They have misconceptions, you know, as do we. And we wanted to be there to help clarify any questions that they might have in hopes of creating a better future for them. This allows us to kind of give them a path forward and give them, let them know that they have options.
And that we told them from day one that we're going to participate in this program, and when we say we're going to be here, we're going to be here.
Buffalo School Board member Patty Pierce is also a criminal investigator in the DA's office. Pierce refers to these students as the most vulnerable. She considers them an underserved population in the city school district.
So I can really speak from experience that the education to lack of education to pipeline to prison does exist. Many of them just don't have one caring adult in their world, and we know that the difference between success and failure in a child's life is just one caring adult.
During most visits, the assistant DAs will work with students on debate skills and discuss current events. But last Friday's visit was a break from formats. Members of the Messenger Woods Wildlife Care and Education Center brought in a variety of birds. They showed off an owl, hawk, and crow. Students were fascinated as the wildlife crew demonstrated how a crow can actually learn to say words.
Can you say hello?
Hello. Oh!
This type of mingling of the DA's office and students is an effort to work out conflict resolution. The alternative school faces big absenteeism numbers, and these partnerships can help break barriers for students to stay out of trouble and work toward the right side of the law.
It's an amazing experience. It makes me feel good that I can accomplish something, you know, as a minority and as a black young man in this world. I want to set an example for other people, too.
DeMarcus Vaughn is a senior. He's now interning at the DA's office. He says he landed in this alternative school because he didn't make the right decisions, but now he's on track to graduate this June. He wants to attend college and become an electrical engineer.
What changed my mind was the fact that I'm getting older. I can't keep doing the same shenanigans I was when I was 12, 13, 14, or even freshman in high school. I can't keep doing it simply because same things don't apply all the time. So, you know, a lot of talkings from my father and everything else like that told me to grow up. That's what I had to do.
For Vaughn, it's an experience he will never forget.
The old saying goes, never forget where you came from. So even if I'm 52, 62, 72, never forget where you come from. Always give back to the ones who gave to you.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.